Module 12, Science and Technology. Exercise 2, page 151. Text 1.
Here you can see a full-scale model of one of the first ever telegraphs. This one dates back to the 1840s and was developed by Samuel Morse, whose picture you can see on the wall over there. Morse is actually better known for inventing the code that made the telegraph the first effective form of electrical long-distance communication. The Morse telegraph worked by making clicking noises. There was a long clicking noise and a short one. Morse code consisted of different groups of long and short clicks, known as dots and dashes, to represent the letters of the alphabet. For example, A is a dot and a dash, and B is a dash and three dots. So these telegraph machines were set up all over and connected by incredibly long lengths of wire. An operator in one city would send a message in Morse code to another operator in another city. This was the most common form of electronic communication until the early 20th century. Does anyone have any questions?
Text 2.
The computer is definitely the most important invention ever. I mean, where would we be without it today?
My grandparents lived without computers, and they say the world was not that different then.
Sure. That's because neither one of them knows how to use a computer. Computers are amazing. No other invention even comes close.
What about aeroplanes? Can you imagine if we all still had to travel by ship? Aeroplanes have made the world smaller. That's the reason everyone in the world is so interconnected. We have been able to travel or even move to different countries because of air travel.
True, but the computer has done more to connect the world. It takes many hours to travel to different countries, but computers take us there in seconds.
No, they don't. It's the internet that does that. Computers are great, but don't forget that people also use phones to connect with others. In fact, phones are probably more commonly used. In fact, I rarely use a PC anymore.
Phones are just little computers.
Let's just agree to disagree, okay?
Text 3.
Today in Great Women in Science, we're going to take a look at the life of Hedy Lamarr, one of my personal heroes. Hedy Lamarr was a household name in the mid-20th century, but not as a scientist. Remarkably, she did not receive significant recognition for her work in science until shortly before her death in the late 1990s. And some might argue that her scientific work has never received the recognition it deserves. In fact, it was as a film actress that Hedy Lamarr achieved fame and fortune. She was born in Vienna in 1914, and after showing an interest in acting, managed to get a small part in an Austrian-German film when she was just 15. Following that was an illustrious 28-year film career that saw her appear in 30 feature films in Europe and the United States. Regardless, it's her scientific work that we are here to talk about today. As well as acting, she always had a passion for science. And during her film career, she would often devote her spare time to coming up with ideas for various inventions. She even had a drafting table installed in her house to plan and design her ideas. Among her early projects were an improved traffic light and a fizzing tablet that, when dropped into water, it created a flavored carbonated drink. Ultimately, the tablet was unsuccessful because, as she said herself, it tasted more like medicine than cola. Although she had no formal training, Lamarr managed to teach herself to the point where she ended up co-creating perhaps one of the most important inventions of the 20th century. It was during the Second World War when she heard about how the signals used to send out radio-controlled torpedoes were being jammed by the enemy. Lamarr, who was then living in the United States, was determined to help the American forces. So she came up with the idea for a new frequency-hopping signal that could not be interfered with. She then contacted her friend, musician George Antheil, who was also an inventor. Together, they came up with the design for the invention and then patented it in 1942. However, at the time, the US military was not open to considering inventions from non-military sources, so it remained on the shelf until the early 1960s, when an adapted version of it was installed on US Navy ships. Much later, the technology that Lamarr and Antheil developed became instrumental in the development of GPS, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth communication systems that we rely so much on today. Recognition for this achievement led to this remarkable woman receiving awards and honors in the late 20th century, culminating in her and Antheil being inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame in 2014.